Now that brings us to Psalm 139. And Psalm 139 is another psalm of David's. And this is a theological psalm. This is a psalm that reveals something of the attributes of God in relation to His creation. And we have God's omniscience, omnipresence, omnipotence here. Now, those are great big words, I recognize, but the omniscience of God means God has all knowledge. The omnipresence of God means God is present everywhere. And then the omnipotence of God means that He has all power, and He can do anything that is the object of power. But sometimes the ridiculous question is asked, can God make a rock so big that He can't lift it? And the answer to that is God never does anything ridiculous, and He doesn't do that. Now, this is a psalm that's going to answer several questions for us that are very pertinent at the present moment. Let me begin reading it. We have first the omniscience of God. O Lord, Thou hast searched me and known me. God knows you and me. He knows you today. He is the greatest psychologist. And that's the reason that many of you over the period of the past 2.5 years in this program, I've suggested when we come to it in scriptures that when you have a problem, it's not necessary to climb upon the psychiatrist's couch and tell him everything. Why don't you climb upon the couch of the Lord Jesus? And why don't you just tell Him everything? And you just well tell Him, because He knows. The psychiatrist won't know. Even after you've told him everything that you can think of, he still doesn't know you. But Lord, Thou hast searched me and known me. God knows you, because He knows everything. Thou knowest my downsitting, mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down. Thou art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, Lord, Thou knowest it altogether. And by the way, that word that you were a little afraid to say, it was in your tongue, and you wanted to rip out a good strong oath, and you didn't do it because of the presence of someone there. God saw it in your tongue. You know, He knows everything. He knows those words that are in your tongue. And we are told, there's not a word in my tongue, but lo, Lord, Thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid Thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It's high. I cannot attain to it. Now, somebody asks the question, how can God do that? Well, I don't know, because the psalmist here said he didn't know. Such knowledge is too wonderful for us, but it doesn't keep God from knowing everything. And actually, the omniscience of God is not an occasion for terror, but actually for comfort. You know, He saved me, and yet He knew me. That's the amazing thing about it. There's some people that you and I accept or receive, and we say, my, I've been disappointed in so-and-so. I've been disappointed many times, as I'm sure you have, in certain individuals. You thought you knew them, but you didn't know them. God knows us, and yet He'll save us. How wonderful He is. God knew David, and yet He was a man after God's own heart. But Lord, David's going to let you down. God says, I know that, but I know something you don't know. That David's faith will fail, but down beneath the faith that fails, there's a faith that'll never fail. And that's the important thing. Lord, you shouldn't have chosen Simon Peter. He's going to be a great disappointment to you. No, he won't be a disappointment to me. I already know what he's going to do. And even Judas he knew. That's the omniscience of God.